Welcome to Morning Edition. Great to have you.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Okay, this may not be the conventional question for a head of NPR, but what is NPR missing right now that you would like to bring into the mix, say, in the next 3 to 5 years?
What are we missing? That is a great question. And that's something I think in about 25 minutes, a really good answer will occur to me. I will tell you what I think what I like to think about is what we really do well and what I would like us to see us do more of. And that's, you know, I think what we aspire to is great journalism, great news gathering, and very good storytelling. And I think the more great storytelling we can do, stories that are, you know, from around the world that are really, really important, but sometimes hard to make engaging and stories for people to connect with, the better job we do of storytelling and the more of those we have on the air, I think that's what I would love.
Does that mean going to places where NPR right now either isn't perceived as connecting with the folks who live there or who live in those communities?
Well, I think that certainly is a part of it, but I think that the whole notion of storytelling applies to almost any storytelling that we do. We want to have that magic and, you know, those, you know, the reputed driveway moments, you know, it's the benchmark of someone not being able to get out of their car. My fantasy in life is that the entire world, people sitting in their driveways, not getting out of their cars because it's one story after another that they can't stop listening to. So it's a beautiful fantasy, maybe someday. But I also think to your question, yeah, there are a lot of places we're trying to get out more, out of the studios in Washington and New York and in L.A. And you know, Steve Inskeep did a week in Appalachia. He was back in Georgia to...
He was in our studios.
In your studios, yeah. And David Green in Montana. We want to do more of that. I think the more we're out of the studio and in the communities, I think that adds, you know, an incredible layer of richness to the storytelling we do.
How big a challenge is the world of podcasts, the world of digital media, where you can access something without turning on your radio, and how do you incorporate that into the experience that folks have if they simply are getting up and turning on the radio when they have all these other streams available?
Well, I don't necessarily see it as much of a challenge as I do an opportunity. Podcasting is a huge part of our business. NPR One is a big part of our business. NPR.org is a big part of our business. We're on the, you know, Amazon Alexa platform. You get, you know, NPR News there. I actually think that consumers are very sophisticated. They use many devices. They use many platforms. They use many apps. They use television. They use radio. They like podcasting. They do. So we need to make really compelling content, tell great stories across all of them. And sometimes the interplay, as I just look at the month of September, all the data we have, it was our highest month in audience levels on the network. It was our highest month in terms of audience levels for podcasts. It was our biggest month for NPR One, and it was our biggest month for NPR.org. So I don't see them as being in conflict.
Does NPR have to shift its focus in terms of some of its sort of feature-length programs, if you will? Of course, Car Talk is going away, has been taken off of many stations because the reruns were reruns, let's face it. You also have programs that were running on NPR stations like Prairie Home Companion, which is going through a transition. How big a challenge is it to find new voices and new experiences to replace those institutions? And let's face it, they were.
Yes, they are. And Diane Rehm, who's been on the air for, I think, 37 years, it is a hell of a challenge. It's very difficult to do because every one of those shows that you mentioned, which are big monster hits, took years to develop. You know, they were not overnight hits. None of them were. They took time to develop. So there are a lot of ideas out there. And if we discovered that idea tomorrow or this afternoon, we discovered that idea, something, you know, this sounds great. This could be it. It's probably going to take years before we can really see the success.
How long do you give a show then?
Well, we have to be patient. I think in traditional media, you know, you have 6 months, if that. But for us, I think we all as a system and at NPR need to commit we need to commit years to create the next hit.
Any idea then where you're looking I mean, because the question is, do you try to fold in the audiences from those shows who are missing their old friends? Or do you say, okay, we need to branch out, we need to reach younger, different audiences, and how do you make everybody happy? Or do you?
Well, I think if you attempt to make everybody happy, you probably fail. So I think what we have to do is not overly complicate things. We have to think about what sounds good, what sounds right, what fits with our brand, and what sounds like the future. The goal of replacing any of these shows that have been on for a long time, whether it's Prairie Home Companion or Car Talk or Diane Rehm, if we attempt to replicate that sound, we will fail because they were really unique sounds and really unique voices. We need to find something new, and we need to it's likely that anything that is going to replace any of those shows is probably going to sound very, very different because it's got to be authentic, it's got to be real, and it has to be itself. It has to stand on its own, and it's likely that it's going to take time to find its audience.
And that's a gut reaction as an executive, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You have to go by feel as much as anything else rather than numbers or something in that first year.
I think so. We have a lot of people around the system, a lot of great, smart people at the member stations that have a lot of experience. It really ultimately boils down to what's the quality of the content? What's the quality of the programming? Is it smart? Does it fit the brand? Does it sound like what we're supposed to sound like? Is it well produced? Is it a great story? I think even though there's a lot of gut and intuition involved in creativity, I think there are a checklist of things that it has to be so that it resonates with our audience, so that the audience goes, yeah, that sounds like something that should be on NPR, or that sounds like the future of NPR.
And that begs the question of what is the NPR brand? There is the perception, and you're familiar with it, I'm sure, that it's Beltway or East Coast or a bunch of white folks or a bunch of older folks. What is NPR?
Well, that is the long lasting perception of the way many people have thought of us. We are working hard to, in addition to keeping the core that's listening to us happy, growing the audience. And so when I talk about the future of NPR is, we've added hosts. Kelly McEvers and All Things Considered and Ari Shapiro are great new, young, great voices. We're putting Rachel Martin on Morning Edition, Lulu Garcia Navarro for Weekend Edition Sunday. The Sound of the Podcast, Sam Sanders and Domenico Montanaro covering politics. I still think it's an NPR sound because it's substantive, it's great news, it's great content, but it's a very different kind of informal, conversational kind of voice. So I think that's the future sound of the network.
Yaral Malm, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.